All of these items are there to help us relive the story as if we personally were freed from Egypt. And when you sit at the Seder table, you put a pillow behind your chair so that you really feel that you're a free person and you can linger at the meal. You don't have to worry that your taskmaster is going to quickly force you to get up and go back to work. And, of course, there's wine at the table or grape juice. And the Seder is known to have four cups of wine. There's the famous four questions that are asked to explain that children ask. The youngest child asks about, what is this all about? There's even four different types of children because we want to gear the explanation towards each child's ability to understand and relate to it. From the wise child to the child who doesn't even know how to ask a question, we're supposed to gear the retelling so that each child can understand it in his or her own way.